questions to Brad on Twitter, at VillasKinger. You can call us up, F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. Morning, Brad. Appreciate you being here. Mr. LC on Twitter asked Brad his thoughts on Northwestern plus two versus Rutgers.
I think it's a fair number. I mean, the early week money has been on Rutgers in this game. I mean, from a spot perspective, I mean, you do get Northwestern coming off a bye. I mean, obviously not been a good start whatsoever for the Wildcats. Meanwhile, Rutgers is playing a seven straight week off three tough opponents in Michigan, Ohio State, and Michigan State, who are combined 17-1. My favorite play, though, what was the under? I mean, it was one of the bets I made on Sunday. And we've seen nothing but under money come in the marketplace. Looks like, I mean, there's going to be weather in a lot of games this Saturday. So keep an eye on for that, for, you know, some rain and wind in a lot of the eastern portion of the United States. And I think this is one of those games where wind could play a factor. I lean under 44.5 more than anything.
Brad, how do you measure your Sunday bets where you see numbers that don't align with yours? So you see a good opportunity and you seize it, but then you have to think forward to weather. How do you measure that?
Well, that's an excellent question. You can't really think about that a week in advance, Bill. So, I mean, you just got to bet. It's all numbers. I have to make decisions within a matter of seconds. I mean, I'm making four or five bets a minute in those first, you know, 5-10 minutes on Sunday when they open it up. So it doesn't even enter my thought process. And let's be quite, you know, frank. I mean, even 24 hours out of a game, I mean, the weather forecast sometimes can be 50-50 at best. So just doesn't enter my thought process at that time.
Mr. LC had another one. Army plus 14 versus Wisconsin.
I bet Wisconsin, but I laid 10. Would I have laid 14 if that was the number that I saw on Sunday? Probably not. I mean, it's tough to lay 14 points when your total is 39. I mean, it's the lowest total we've seen at the FBS level so far this year. So, I mean, you really, if you're betting Wisconsin, you have a very limited window of opportunity to get that margin. But with that being said, they got that over Illinois last week, 24-0. I mean, Army does come in off a bye. There'll be limited possessions. Man, I could tell you this. Maybe wait. There might be a 14.5 that pops up because a lot of power ratings are really strong on Wisconsin. I wait and see if you can get that 14.5, and then at that point I would take Army.
Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast wants to know, is there anything of an update on the quarterback at Fresno State? And I always mispronounce his name. Jake, is it Hayner?
Yep, Jake Hayner. You know, he played injured in the last game against Hawaii. I mean, threw three interceptions inside Hawaii's 10-yard line. That wasn't good. But, I mean, coming off a bye week, he should be good. I mean, I could tell you this. If he wasn't playing, this line would flip to Wyoming's favorite. So, last I checked, he's probable, which is obviously even better than questionable. And right now you have Fresno State, a 3.5-point road favorite at Wyoming. But I think the bye week probably did him some good as far as the health department goes.
And he has another one, Johnny Vegas. He said, I picked up Nevada minus 13.5 on FanDuel, and he wants to know your thoughts there.
Yeah, I lean that way with the Wolfpack. I mean, they're at home catching a Hawaii team that's off of that very misleading upset win over Fresno State 2 weeks ago. I mean, they're plus 5 in turnovers. They outscored Fresno State 17-0 in the fourth quarter. I mean, and those turnovers happened, you know, when Fresno State was going up and down the field trying to score on them. I mean, the major question mark, you talk about quarterbacks. I mean, Chevin Cadero, Hawaii's quarterback, who, you know, has led the team in rushing the last 2 years on top of being the starting quarterback. He sat out that game against Fresno State. Looks like, you know, if you're reading the tea leaves, he's going to play and start here. But I just think Nevada in this one, I mean, 13.5 obviously is a really good bet around a key number. And even at 14 right now, I would lean with the Wolfpack.
Hawkeye Jason asked about that Army-Wisconsin game again. And I don't know that if you addressed this, but the over-under, is there a preference there?
Numbers say over for me, but I didn't bet it. So I can tell you some early week money was on over, and then we've seen nothing but under money in the last 3 days. It went up to like 42.5 on Sunday and Monday, but it just continues to drop and drop and drop. In fact, now it's 38.5. I mean, again, that's the lowest total in college football so far this season. I mean, I'll see how low it goes and tomorrow. I'll probably end up betting the over because, I mean, you need so many good things to happen. You can't have short field turnovers. Like, you know, you go to the Wisconsin-Notre Dame game, for example. I mean, it looks like a rock fight, 13-10 in the fourth quarter. Boom, bang, some turnovers, and that game, you know, ends up going over the total. So, I mean, you got a very narrow window of opportunity to catch an under 38.5 ticket.
On the OU game here, what is it, OU-TCU, do you expect Caleb Williams to trot out there first?
I do, and he should. I mean, what does that do for a power rating? I don't think there's much difference. I mean, it's not like I'm upgrading Oklahoma with them. I mean, I need more data, more data points than you know, besides a half. I mean, but that's also already saying a significant thing that I'm not downgrading Oklahoma, a two-year starting quarterback that was the Heisman Trophy favorite coming in the season. They're going to go to a true freshman. The fact that I'm not downgrading Oklahoma at all tells you that I haven't been that impressed with Spencer Rattler. But I can tell you this, as far as the Vegas market goes, the bigger questions is actually on the TCU side. Where Gary Patterson, I think there's some gamemanship going on with him, saying, you know, Max Duggan and Zach Evans, the starting quarterback and running back, are questionable. And we did see money coming on Oklahoma once that was announced a couple days ago.
Practical picks, says Brad. Can't believe Yale is actually favored over UConn. Do you think they'll win a game this year? And what size of a pizza bet would you put on Yale? If indeed you would.
It's not, you know, it's available in, you know, a few offshore books with very, very low limits. So we'll see what happens once that game gets opened up tomorrow, what happens. But I do expect Yale to be a favorite and close a favorite over Connecticut. I remember in my college football preview magazine that I had in the summer, I actually got questions on that game because I had Yale favorite over Connecticut. People were really surprised by it, that Yale would be favorite in Ivy League school. So, I mean, I think it's justified that to say the least, that Connecticut will be a dog there. And if they don't win that game, I mean, my goodness, I mean, there just isn't, you know, too many other opportunities for Connecticut to get a win. Maybe, you know, a game against Middle Tennessee at home next week. But other than that, I mean, that's it. I mean, it's either the next 2 weeks or it's nothing because they're at Clemson, at UCF, and Houston to close the season. I mean, if I had to say a win total right now on Connecticut, I would put it at a half, and I would have the under juiced.
Got a text from my son in dental school while in class, and here's the question. This was 2 days ago, and I told him I would pose this to you. He's wondering if Kentucky plus 22.5, and I think that's the number he could have gotten, is a good bet.
You know, a lot of people are betting Kentucky this week. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you got an unbeaten team catching more than 3 touchdowns with a low total. But, I mean, that all sounds fine and good. I mean, I go back to the Arkansas game. And, I mean, similar situation there. And Arkansas, in my opinion, a better team than Kentucky. And, I mean, you saw what happened. I mean, it's 20-0. I mean, with the snap of your fingers, Georgia, my numbers are actually on the favorite here, saying that there's value on the Bulldogs. And keep in mind, I mean, everybody talks about the defense, and deservedly so. It's on pace to be one of the best defenses in the history of college football. But I also look at a Georgia offense that hasn't really been healthy this year. And, I mean, if they're getting guys back, like a guy like Darnell Washington, who played for his first game last week, and we'll see if they end up getting healthy at quarterback, I mean – Georgia's number one. I mean, it hasn't happened too often, but, I mean, I would favor them over Alabama at this point. And that just, in the last, you know, almost 15 years, that just hasn't been the case in college football that Alabama would be an underdog over some against somebody, but deservedly so. I mean, I think it's not often I say this, Bill, but I think the number one team in the country, Georgia, is actually underrated. So I lean Bulldogs this weekend.
Georgia right now would be favored over anybody, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. They'd be favored over Alabama. Alabama's still number two and a power rating.
You had Georgia versus Ohio State, Georgia minus seven. Am I quoting you right?
Yeah, in that ballpark, yeah, seven.
Wow.
And I think some people are surprised by that, but, you know, I think the Buckeyes are starting to find themselves, and, you know, I think the Buckeyes might have the best offense in college football. So, I mean, that'll be a really good, intriguing matchup if that indeed, you know, does happen. But, I mean, I said it, I think, last week that, you know, Ohio State's clearly three. And, you know, after last week's results, I obviously still feel that way, that the Buckeyes are three.
About a minute before the break, Lane Kiffin goes to Rocky Top. And I think that number has fluctuated between three and a half, down to 2.5, perhaps.
Yeah, so, I mean, I talk about all these good bets that I made. I mean, I made a bad bet. I mean, I laid 3.5, 4 with Ole Miss, thinking that there was value there. And now, I mean, 2.5. So, I mean, that wasn't very smart bets that I made on Ole Miss on Sunday. I'm surprised by all the love for Tennessee. I can tell you this, if that is not public money, that is professional sharp money, guys who do this for a living on the Volunteers this week. I mean, they've looked super impressive the last 2 weeks against Missouri and South Carolina. But, I mean, to me, Missouri and South Carolina are not good Power 5 teams. In fact, I think they're really bad Power 5 teams. So, and they've accumulated those stats against two bad teams. I need another sample, data point to buy in Tennessee at this point. Maybe we see it Saturday night, but actually lean with the Rebs.
More, Brad, as we continue. Friday edition. Post your questions on Twitter at Bill is King. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good one. Still trying to clean up that crash where that vehicle flipped 24 eastbound off-ramp at Harding Place. It's been over there for quite some time. We do have some weather moving in from the west of the metro area. Just give yourself extra time down I-40 out through Dixon County. It could also get you through Hickman County as well. Just be careful this morning. Still busy, but moving on. 65 and through Brentwood. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on now through the end of the month. You still got time. Check it out at Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs near 81. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue. 51. For Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs near 67. Saturday night clear. Lows 44. Sunshine for Sunday. Highs 68. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
West Coast Sooner out in Los Angeles has a question for Brad. Says a little bit different here, Brad. He says, is there a three-team parlay that you like? You're not a big parlay guy, I know.
Not in college football. I mean, it's tough enough to win. I mean, to put in perspective, I've had three straight losing weeks betting at the Sunday openers, and I'm getting on average more than 2 points per game. So, I mean, to put in perspective, if you have a team that's a 6 point underdog, I bet them plus 8. So on average, and I don't do parlays. And the only parlays I'll ever do is if there's correlation, like say, there's weather, some serious weather going on in an area of the country. Maybe I'll parlay some unders with a bunch of games that are going to be having weather. I'll bet a bunch of unders and parlay them. If there's correlation, say I think it's going to be a low scoring game and I got a big underdog, I mean, correlated, the underdog with the under, that makes sense. But I mean, if you're just telling me on a normal week, I'm going to, pick five sides and, put them in a five-team parlay. It ain't happening. I'll put it that way.
Robert in Roanoke, Virginia. Ask Brad who he likes in the Pitt-Virginia Tech game. He says the number he has is Pitt minus 4.5.
Well, I'm part of the Pitt money. Pitt's one of the biggest movers of the week. I bet Pitt at pick. I mean, I like that one a lot. And I bet over. So, I mean, if you're telling me at the current numbers of Pitt 5 and total 56, as long as the weather isn't too bad, I like the over in the game more than anything at this point. And reason being, I mean, Pitt, I don't think the market's firmly grasping how Pitt good they are on the offense side of the ball. I mean, they're number one in the country in scoring. Statistically, I mean, you look at some of their margins, yards per game, points per game, yards per play margin. It says Pitt's, a top 10 caliber team. I mean, the over's 5-0 in their games, going over by 19 points per game. Over 56 is my preference right now.
Speaking of the Hokies, were you surprised at Notre Dame's win there?
Yeah, I bet Virginia Tech is an underdog in that game. I think they ended up closing a favorite. I think if you – not that they're reliable, but I think the win probability for Virginia Tech was like 96% of them winning the game there at some point with about 3 or 4 minutes left in the game. And obviously kudos for Notre Dame. Jack Cohn comes back in the lineup, leads a couple scoring drives, and boom, bang. And, Notre Dame escapes Blacksburg with a win. So, I mean, that's probably just, a big disparity of the culture at both programs. I mean, Notre Dame's had a winning culture for the last 4 or 5 years. Virginia Tech finds ways to lose under Justin Fuente. This is a huge game this weekend for Fuente. If they lose this game, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's 50-50 at best, and I would actually bet the no that Fuente won't be there. He won't be coaching Virginia Tech in 2022.
He threw a couple of picks after he played well. One was a pick six. Tyler Buckner, the true freshman, also got injured again. But do you think he's the quarterback when healthy?
I think you just continue to get him reps. I mean, I'm not sure that you can go to him full time at this point. I mean, now we're getting the halfway point of the season, and I mean, if he's not 100% healthy, I mean, at some point you got to win games. So, I think they continue to utilize him as long as he's healthy and he's getting multiple series each and every game. But I don't see him being the quarterback start to finish, you know, in every single game, at least moving forward for the Irish. I still think you're going to have a little bit of a rotation there because, I mean, Notre Dame is going to be favored in the remaining six games, but it's not like all of them are slam dunks. I mean, four of them are, you know, by, you know, a touchdown or less. So they're going to be involved in a bunch of close games down the stretch.
Brad, do you have your power ratings handy in front of you?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Will in Northwest Arkansas says, ask Brad what his top 5 or 10 power ratings are, your teams.
Yeah, so Georgia's 1, 2 is Alabama, 3 is Ohio State, 4 Oklahoma, 5 is Michigan. I have Florida at 6, believe it or not, even with a couple losses. Cincinnati 7, Penn State, as long as Sean Clifford's healthy, and I'm hearing word that he will be. They're at 8, the Nittany Lions. 9, believe it or not, is Clemson. And then 10, another team probably surprised a lot of people, Iowa State. Not Iowa, Iowa State at number 10.
So there you have it. What's moved the most in your power ratings from week one to now?
Downfall would be Clemson, and I probably have been a conservative in their downgrade. I've downgraded them 11.5 points, meaning I would favor what I thought Clemson was going to be at the start of the season over what Clemson is right now, 11.5 point favorite. That's significant for a team that's as consistent as Clemson. So that's the biggest downgrade. After this weekend, I'm guessing it's going to be LSU. I mean, I think that one could be a dumpster fire by the end of the day. I mean, by Saturday night, LSU. Upgrades would be Georgia, believe it or not. Georgia's in the mix there along with Bowling Green. Those are the two biggest upgrades.
And by the way, just for everybody, earlier in the week, we were talking about Sean Clifford, and I said clavicle. It was a rib. It's a rib injury. And so I misspoke there. Aliquippa Bob was asking me about it. But, yeah, it's a rib injury. Brad, you just said you hear that you anticipate him trotting out there and playing.
Yeah, in next week's game. And, I mean, a little inside info there. I got to, you know, as I get more popular, you know, at least more respect, I should say, you know, I got a couple people that, you know, feed me some good information, I could say that. And I could tell you this, I'll probably be betting Penn State on Sunday if they don't properly price in that Clifford, him being in the lineup likely.
Humble Seeker on Twitter. And this is one that I should have brought up earlier. He says, over and under Ole Miss, Tennessee is what, 82-83? He says, is that a sure under? Do you take the under?
Yeah, we didn't get to it because, you know, we're heading up against the break when I was breaking down the side.
Oh, that's right.
Tennessee. Yeah. And the total, it's historic. It's the highest total in the history of the SEC football at 83. Money's come in on the over all week. I'm going to see how high it goes. I mean, I already had bet under 82.5, and then I thought I had a decent bet there because, I mean, it was 78 on Monday. But, you know, the market said, you know, threw that in the trash and said you should have waited. So I'm going to wait until tomorrow and see how high it goes. But number one, nothing's a sure thing. And certainly when you got two offenses that like to run so much tempo like Ole Miss and Tennessee, I just I made 40 bets on Sunday, and the under was one of them. It's not one of my favorite bets of the week. I'll just put it that way.
Hawkeye Jason, Brad, what about the Iowa State game at Bill Snyder Family Stadium? He says when he looks at it, the spreads look a little large.
I bet Iowa State, and I think one of the major reasons I just told you why, I still have Iowa State as a top 10 team statistic. I mean, they got two losses, but, I mean, they dominated the box score in both of those games. I'm talking outgaining their opponents, Iowa included by, you know, 200 yards. You should win a football game if you outgain your opponent by 200 yards. So I thought they were relatively cheap, and, I mean, that's why I bet Iowa State minus 3.5. Would I bet Iowa State -6, -6.5 if that was the opener? Probably not, but I'd still lean Cyclones. And I know everybody wants to bet Kansas State as a home underdog and Skylar Thompson's back and whatnot, but I thought Kansas State was probably fortunate to get that cover against Oklahoma in their last game. Both teams off a bye. I lean Iowa State here -6.5.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. Royal Payne says, Brad, with injuries and the give-up factor at LSU, Florida -12.5 seems playable, but still a lot of points to trust Florida. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it all sounds good, but I think it's certainly being priced in the market because, my LSU is one of my top power ratings plays of the week, but I didn't bet it. I mean, just because I'm very fearful of, the quit factor for LSU, and I don't say that very often. I mean, maybe once a year on one team, but it might happen. Might have saw it last week against Kentucky. So, I mean, it's there. It sounds all well and good on Florida, but I'm telling you, you're paying that. I mean, that's why the point spread's 12 and not 4-6. In fact, I think the look-ahead line on this one, like a week or so ago, was Florida -3.5, -4. And at the midpoint of the season, just playing one extra game shouldn't be moving point spreads more than a touchdown. I think Florida's the right side here, but so does the whole world. And 11.5, 12 to me is just too much to lay with Florida. I didn't bet the game.
Nathan up in Detroit says, good morning, guys. Ask Brad, what would the line be for the upcoming Michigan-Michigan State game?
And I can tell you this. I mean, obviously that's a game that wasn't on the national radar at the start of the season. And now, obviously, it might be one of the biggest games, remaining on the schedule, at least if Michigan State can stay undefeated. Michigan's at Michigan State. I got Michigan right around a 4-point favorite in that one, 3 or 4-point favorite.
That is. I mean, I don't think you and I ever even – we haven't talked about that game other than Michigan State beating them bad last year. We haven't talked about that game at all in years.
No. Last time I think it was really on the national scene was obviously, the fumble snap and Harbaugh's first year in 2015, but I can tell you growing up in that area of the country, that was one to watch because, they really got after one another. They really did. So, I'm looking forward to that one in a couple weeks.
Josh up in London, Ohio, he says, if we can look ahead, what about Penn State and Ohio State in CBUS? What would be the spread?
Ohio State's going to be about a 10-point favorite in that one. Obviously, depends on if Clifford's going to be healthy. I think he will. I just got them saying that. Ohio State -10 right now.
Might as well not go any further without asking you about Alabama. Your thoughts on the A&M performance that, frankly, I don't know. Karen says she won a straight-up bet on it. Maybe she believed. I don't think anybody else believed. Maybe people in the locker room at A&M believe, but America did not believe. I didn't even consider that game a possibility of what happened. It happened. So take a look at Alabama, what you see the rest of the way. Nick Saban coming off a loss. He's got Mississippi State, a pretty good football team to play. And just factor in all that.
I'm going to give Nick Saban the benefit of the doubt, and he's obviously earned that. I mean, Alabama was one of my favorite plays this week, and it's just not catching the whole, awful loss factor for me. I think he's got Leach figured out. I mean, he shut Leach out last year. I mean, that's the only time Mike Leach has ever been shut out in his career. And I've seen Mike Leach doesn't change much. He just doesn't. I mean, it's just, the efficiency of his offense, how run – as far as X and the O's doesn't change. It's just, how efficient that they can be on a year-to-year basis. And, I go back to Mike Leach's days at Washington State. And the best team in that Pac-12 conference of combination of talent and coaching on the defense side of the ball was Washington. And they had Leach figured out. What did Washington and Chris Peterson do against Leach every year? Win and cover. How about a cover margin of 18 points per game, 6-0 against the spread? And again, I think that Saban's got him figured out. And I mean, and then on top of it, you do have Alabama off a loss. And I mean, that's why Alabama was one of my favorite plays of the week. And I tweeted my ticket out on Sunday.
And what is that number right now? Is it around 17?
Yep, 17. Alabama 17. I bet 15. Love 17 still. So that's how much I love that game.
Wow. Do you think we're still headed for a Georgia-Alabama collision in the SEC title game?
Oh, I think without, you know, I'll be absolutely stunned if it's not the case. I mean, Alabama's going to be, you know, with LSU being down, I mean, we'll see what happens with the Auburn game. But and Arkansas is a good team. But, I mean, if Alabama's not there, I'll be absolutely stunned. So, yeah, I think that's where we're heading.
But, see, now that's a must-win for Alabama.
Well, yeah, I mean, they can ill afford, obviously. Well, yeah, the SEC championship game is a must-win because they lose, they're obviously out.
Right.
And I mean, they can ill afford to lose, period, from this point forward.
Sure. Brad, we're about to hit the break. Tell everybody how they can get all your info.
BradPowerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page at BradPowerSports.com. You can download past issues of my newsletter. You can see what I'm all about, college, pro, write-ups on every single game, top picks of the week. We're having a good season so far. Hopefully we can continue it, and we've been good for the last 7 years. So you can check it out at BradPowerSports.com. It's a weekly newsletter. Click on the Bill King tab.
We do have a little room if you have some questions. We got another segment here with Brad, so post them on Twitter, at BillIsKing. If there's is there a big game we've overlooked here somewhere, somebody remind me. I'll go through the list here and make sure we haven't skipped over a major game that I'm somehow not seeing. But post those on Twitter, or you can call us up, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank hotline. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Morning. We still see that rain moving in from the west. They're still over there working that wreck where that car flipped earlier. 24 eastbound off ramp at Harding Place. Still moving 65 right now through Williamson County coming in from Franklin. Brentwood coming north on I-65. Just watch your speed. Lots of radar out here. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on time traffic.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any wine
want, you have.
Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnerLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnerWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Good question here for Brad. Royal Bank, Brad, how do you handle letdown possibilities in a game like A&M in Missouri?
Well, I mean, I wanted to play against A&M. But again, you know, no matter what the situation is, no matter, you know, what the team is, I mean, I bet it ultimately comes down to numbers. And I think it's priced into this line with A&M being an 8.5-point road favorite. I think if there wasn't the letdown factor involved, I think A&M's probably laying double digits in this one. So at least according to my power ratings, that whole letdown factor is being priced into it. And I mean, I'll be perfectly frank. I mean, I'm a little disappointed A&M is playing Missouri, because Missouri, to me, is a team I don't want to bet on at this point. Why? I mean, Missouri's failed to cover the spread in 9 straight games dating back to last year. I mean, that's incredibly tough to do as a Power 5 program. And you know, I don't see it getting – it's not like a lot of it was fluky. I mean, their defense is one of the worst, if not the worst Power 5 defense in the country. I mean, last week they played a terrible North Texas offense and gave up 35 points and almost 500 yards. So I've said this a bunch in my radio hits this week, but I think A&M could be flat as a pancake and still have a bunch of success on offense. So I'd actually lean A&M, even though I think it's a really bad spot for them.
Brad, I said Saturday during the game, and I said it Monday after the game. To me now, one man, the Ole Miss Arkansas is the funnest game I've watched this year. Where would that go on your list?
Yeah, I mean, if we're going off the funnest game, yeah, sure, it'd be number one. I mean, if I'm going off best quality, it probably wouldn't be one, just because there wasn't quality on one side of the football for both teams. But, yeah, I mean, it was way up there. I mean, I'll say this, Saturday as a whole was one of the best Saturdays I've seen or witnessed in college football. Throw out the betting results and whatnot, just as a fan perspective from that, you know, noon Eastern window through, you know, the Alabama-Texas A&M game. I mean, that's about as good as it gets in college football from a fan. Enjoy it.
Yes. Week 6, Brad, 2021 should be circled. Now, again, I haven't thought about it historically, but that's up there. It's got to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just one game. I mean, you're talking, you know, there was a half dozen games that were, you know, going to be when they stack rank, you know, the top 20, 25 games of the season. I mean, there's going to be 4 or 5 of them from that weekend alone.
Hawkeye Jason, this is a good one. I'm glad he brought this up. The old Purdue-Iowa thing, or the old Purdue-Kirk Ferentz thing. He says, Iowa's coming off a very emotional win. Ferentz is 1-3 against Brom. Spreads around 11. Iowa minus 11. He says, feels like this game could be closer than that.
I hear you, and I know it makes me sound square, but I think the public's betting a lot of dogs lately. I think it's priced in. I wanted to bet Purdue, but I mean, I was hoping to get 14. I just think the whole Iowa letdown factor. Sure, it sounds great, but it's again priced in a couple points into the actual line and spread itself. And if it's just not my ratings, I mean, there's websites out there. You can look at all the, you know, public computer ratings out there. Maybe I'll tweet this out, but there's like a combination of like 50 different computer ratings. We're talking Jeff Stagger and a bunch of the ones that were part of the BCS formula. I think they have this game, Iowa 20. So, I mean, that just shows you that, yeah, I mean, it sounds great to bet Purdue, but that's why the line's 11.5 and why, you know, Purdue's not catching 14 or 14.5 here.
Brad, we'll let you run into your Vegas weekend. Give everybody one more time all your info.
BradPowerSports.com. Check that out. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page. Download past issues of my weekly newsletter. It's college football. It's the NFL. You get my top picks of the week. You get write-ups on every single game. It's $69 for the rest of the season. Not 1 week, not 1 month, not one sport. The rest of the season, $69. BradPowerSports.com, Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Brad, good job, man. See you next week.
All right, take care, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
I've got the financial shows on, and right now, every